Now I'd like you to notice how much more comfortable you feel by just taking one very big, satisfying, deep breath. You may already notice how good that feels, how warm your neck and shoulders feel. Now I'd like you to take four more very deep breaths, very comfortable breaths, and as you exhale, notice just how comfortable your shoulders can become, and notice how comfortable your eyes can feel when they close. And when they close, just let them stay closed. Just notice the relaxation beginning to sink in. And as you continue breathing comfortably and deeply and rhythmically, I'd like you to picture in your mind a staircase, any kind you'd like, with 20 steps leading down and you at the top. You don't need to see all 20 steps at once. You can see any or all of the staircase, and all you need to do is relax and just notice yourself at the top. At the very top of the staircase. And as you step your way down that first stair, I'd like you just to relax down deeper and deeper. And the deeper you go, the better you feel, and the better you feel, the deeper you go. And now, in a moment, but not yet, I'm going to begin to count out loud from 20 to 1. And as you may have already guessed, as I count each number, I'd like you to take a step down that staircase. See yourself stepping down, feel yourself stepping down, one step for each number that I count. All you need to do is notice, just notice how much more comfortable and relaxed you can feel at each step as you go down that staircase. You can choose to relax so deeply. One step for each number that I count. The smaller the number, the farther down the staircase, the farther down the staircase, the more comfortable you feel. One step for each number. And now I'm going to begin. 20. Stepping down. Stepping down so gently and lightly. 19. 19 steps down that staircase, and you may have thoughts that come in your head, that's fine, just let them move in and out of your consciousness like a distant memory of the past, as you go down deeper and deeper with every step that you take down that staircase. Eighteen steps down that staircase, and maybe you've already noticed how much more relaxed you can feel. I wonder if there are other places in your body that you might feel more relaxed. Perhaps your shoulders feel more relaxed than your neck. Perhaps your legs feel more relaxed than your arms. It really doesn't matter. All that matters is that you feel comfortable, that's all. Seventeen steps down that staircase, perhaps already feeling places in your body beginning to relax. I wonder if the deep, relaxing, restful heaviness in your forehead is already beginning to spread and flow down across your eyes, down across your face, into your mouth and jaw, down through your neck, deep, restful, and heavy. Sixteen steps down the staircase, perhaps beginning to notice all the sounds which were distracted become less so. That all the sounds that you can hear become a part of your experience of comfort and relaxation. Anything that you can notice becomes a part of your experience of comfort and relaxation. 15 steps down that staircase. Fourteen steps down the staircase, perhaps noticing the heavy, restful, comfortably relaxing feeling spreading down into your shoulder, into your arms. I wonder if you notice your arms feeling heavier. Perhaps your left arm feels a little bit heavier than your right arm. Perhaps now your right arm feels heavier than your left, both feeling equally comfortable and heavy. Heavy, like a bag of sand, weighing you down comfortably as you go deeper and deeper into relaxation. It really doesn't matter. Just letting yourself become more and more aware of that comfortable heaviness. 13 steps down that staircase. Perhaps noticing the tingling in your fingers, noticing that even as you relax, your heart seems to beat at a steady pace. Your blood is pumping into all parts of your body, all areas of your body, into each cell, each muscle, bringing blood flow to your whole body. You might notice a sensation of tingling. You might notice a fluttering of your heavy eyelids as you relax deeper and deeper into relaxation, going down, down, down that staircase, 12 steps down that staircase, breathing comfortably, breathing, going down, relaxation spreading through your whole body. Continue to notice that pleasant, restful, comfortable relaxation just spread through your whole body. 11 steps down the staircase, halfway to the bottom of the staircase, wondering perhaps what might be happening, perhaps wondering if anything at all is happening, and yet knowing that it really doesn't matter. Feeling so pleasantly restful and just continuing to notice the comfortable relaxation growing and spreading throughout your body. and 10 steps down the staircase, noticing that you feel increasingly heavy. More and more comfortable, there's nothing to bother you, nothing to disturb you as you become more deeply relaxed. Going down, the better you feel, the deeper you go, and the deeper you go, the better you feel letting go. 3, 2, 1, allowing the subconscious mind to take over. Could be slow, could be fast, could be deep. Wherever you are, it's okay. And 9 steps down the staircase. And I wonder if you notice how easily you can hear the sound of my voice. How easily you can understand the words I say, and nothing to bother you. Nothing to disturb you, as your subconscious mind hears everything I'm saying, even if you don't. So it's okay to allow yourself to drift in and out or off, using your imagination to see that staircase and going down 8 steps down the staircase, feeling more and more comfortable. And now you feel real enjoyment. Enjoying this relaxation and comfort. Your body starts to work automatically without your thinking about it. Starts loosening up those places without even having to think about it anymore. Seven steps down the staircase, noticing perhaps the sinking, restful pleasantness of your body as it seems to just sink down deeper and deeper into the chair. Nothing to bother you, nothing to disturb you, as the chair holds you comfortably and warmly. Or wherever you're sitting, you know you're safe, secure, knowing that any moment you could wake up if you had to, but right now you don't have to. You can just go down deeper and deeper, knowing that you are safe and secure. Six steps down that staircase. 3/4 of the way down the staircase, deeper and deeper relaxed. Absolutely nothing to do at all but enjoy yourself. Enjoy this journey that you're on. 5 steps down the staircase, wondering perhaps what you will experience at the bottom of the staircase, and yet knowing how much more ready you already are feeling. 6. Becoming deeper and deeper relaxed, more and more comfortable, with nothing to bother you, nothing to disturb you. Four steps down the staircase, closer and closer to the bottom. Perhaps feeling the heaviness in your arms. 5. The heaviness in your legs. 6. Becoming even more clearly comfortable. Knowing nothing really matters except your enjoyment of your experience of comfortable relaxation with nothing to bother you, nothing to disturb you, as you let go of everything You probably won't remember what I'm saying. It's okay, letting go. Three steps down the staircase, almost at the bottom. Nothing to bother you. And as your body relaxes deeper, your mind and imagination can open up. Nothing to disturb you as you continue to go deeper and deeper, relaxed, heavy, comfortable, restful. Two steps down the staircase, almost to the bottom of the staircase, going deeper and deeper into relaxation. You may feel lighter as you're stepping down. You may even feel that soft, comfortable stair beneath your feet as you step down. You may even notice that there was a wood banister right beside you the whole time winding down that staircase. Smooth banister, making sure that you found your way to the bottom of the stairs easily and smoothly. One at the bottom of the staircase. You are deeply, deeply relaxed. Deeper with every breath. You may now notice that you smell a fire in the fireplace. That familiar old wood smell. It reminds you of a safe and comfortable place from the past. You may now even feel the soft heat of the fire warming your body. Hearing the crackling of that fire, such a gentle image. One that makes you feel safe and secure. And as you notice in front of you a doorway, a round arched doorway, the large heavy door. As you step towards that door, you push it open, and in front of you unfolds a green, green, green field, vast and open. And in the middle of that green field, you see a pool of water with one tree standing beside that pool of water. And you start to float gently towards that pool of water and that one single tree. And you'll notice that you can focus your mind so clearly on that tree. Focusing in now on one leaf on that tree. Noticing all the veins on that leaf. How deep the green, green, green shade that leaf is. And at the tip of that leaf, there is a round drop of water, one single drop of water. And notice that drop of water slipping towards the edge of that leaf, going over the edge, and you can follow that drop of water down as it heads towards that calm pool of water below it. As if in slow motion, you can see that drop of water hitting the pool of water and making a splash. You can see those ripples in the water, those ripples represent relaxation of your mind, relaxation rippling all the way from the top of your head down to the tips of your toes. As you relax your body and your mind, going so very deep, your unconscious is the part of you that keeps you breathing without you needing to even think about it. And when you walk down the street, you don't need to consciously think about it, where to place your feet. It's become an unconscious skill. Your unconscious knows a lot about your goal and how goals need to be respected and honored. And while consciously you may have created doubts, concerns, come up with reasons why you can't achieve, your unconscious knows how to honestly and fully remember the deep passion that's inside of you. That passion you had when you created that goal, when you felt the possibility present. You saw what was possible out of attaining your goal. And as you're here and now, you begin to sink deeper and deeper into that state of comfort and rest. You create an internal focus where you can learn new instinctive ways of being steadfast, determined, how fulfilling that can be when you achieve your goal. And now that your body is so relaxed, your imagination is vivid. As you go down deeper and deeper, and there's no need to pay attention or try not to pay attention, because your unconscious has been close enough to hear and understand what it means to see somewhere in front of you. your goal embodied as a person? And what kind of person would your goal look like? Just standing there looking at you, and you can notice the nobility, the commitment of this person, the way they stand, the way they hold themselves, their energy and potential, the way they need to be honored and respected by you to grow and flourish. And you might begin to explain your goal as it stands there as that person. Why it is that you were feeling like abandoning them. Why you were having doubts and thoughts about giving up on them. Just explaining that to your goal right now. And that person can continue to stand tall as they give you a reminder right now of the true passion within you for this goal. And what it's like to honor that goal. Deep and honest enthusiasm for your goal. And that your goal was able to express itself fully. And as I count from 5 down to 1, you can prepare to drift right over towards that time in your past when you knew, when you were so passionate about your goal, and begin to feel that tingling excitement of being fired up inside. And 5, 4, just floating away from that person now and towards that time in your past. 3, making the colors bright and vivid, the images bigger and closer. And 2 and 1, stepping right inside that memory and feeling the force of those feelings once again. Seeing what you saw, hearing what you heard, really be there now inside, feeling that passion welling up inside of you, that possibility that you created. Take in the sounds, the feeling of excitement, intensifying, multiplying it. A sense of internal power and strength, twice as strong and grounded and determined now. Knowing that this is a feeling you can keep with you like an internal furnace that can propel you forward. A secret passion that can flow with you at all times. And as you bring this feeling back with you, just drift back into the present time, feeling that passion possibility flowing through your body. And now I'd like you to imagine that you are on a beach. Walking on that beach, you look down and you see your footprint in the sand. And as you start to walk along, each footprint represents 1 month of your life. As you start walking, the footprints are made in the sand. And you've made 12 footprints and you stop, and it's 1 year from now. Standing 1 year from now, after setting your goals, you've just achieved so many of your goals. You've seen your determination double and triple. You noticed how life moves so quickly now. Inside of your goal that you created. And you notice that accomplishment is present. You feel that accomplishment inside of your bones, inside of each and every muscle, inside of every cell. Imagine that confidence and feel it moving through your blood now. From your heart, your chest, that strength of accomplishment moving through your body, nourishing your body, becoming a part of that muscle memory, like walking. You don't even have to think about it now. That's how proficient you are at setting your goals, keeping your goals, achieving your goals. And so many times we don't achieve our goals because they don't mean that much to us. Or we were stopped because we didn't think we were good enough, smart enough. All of that has disappeared over this last year. So fast, like a distant memory, you barely remember now. You can barely even get a sense of that person you were a year ago because of how far you've moved forward. Standing inside of that possibility and passion. And a mirror appears in front of you, floating right in front of you, and you see yourself. Notice how different you look. Maybe lines on your face have smoothed because of the relaxation that you feel. Notice your body. Notice your posture. How you now stand differently. Notice if there's anything different. Maybe you've lost weight. You've grown stronger. By achieving your goals, your clothes fit better. You may even have new clothes on. Just let those images fade away like distant memories, coming back to the here and now, floating back to the here and now. and your subconscious mind is now doing all the work. Your subconscious mind is now rewiring your brain, making new connections, sending new electrical impulses. Sending that passion to every part of your body, so it lives in every cell, every muscle. Because hell or high water, no matter how long it takes, you're going to bring that goal into being step by step, and you can make that honest commitment to your goal right now. That commitment with your whole soul, each and every part of your being, into relentlessly making your goal a reality. As you look out towards the future, you see the steps ahead of you, and you take those steps one by one, and the powerful sense of being drawn towards the future, the direction that goal compels you to take, and who in your life is going to be the first to notice this new resolve with you, and how this is going to benefit other areas of your life, and in what ways is your character going to become that much more determined and steadfast. Because any time that old doubt tries to come back, any time the old negative feelings, thoughts tries to persuade you that you should abandon your integrity or drop the goal you've committed to, that inner furnace can fire you up. And you can get an overwhelming surge of determination and passion any moment of your choice. But you can burn away that self-doubt, fill your mind and body with resolve, and your unconscious understands how to make that an instinctive way of being for you. And as you feel that pull into your bright, enticing future, you can just get a sense of taking steps towards that goal, having that excitement present, wonderful combination of anticipation of what's to come and pride and what you've done so far, being true to yourself and who you are, taking each step towards your purpose in life. Confidence and ease. I'm going to count from three down to one, and when I get to one, you will be in that deep state of relaxation, ready for sleep whenever you choose. Three, going down so deep, knowing that your subconscious mind has taken in everything I've said. It's now working. You don't have to do anything. Two, going deeper and deeper. One, going all the way down.